Are you listening? Damn.
What's up, St. Louis? It's the 314 Podcast. I'm your host, Weezer Weir, with Gabe Diamond and Ryan Grimes. We are back in the studio after trying to do it live at Dogtown, which you will hear parts of tonight on this podcast. Ryan, Gabe, have you guys recovered from Tuesday?
Barely.
No. Not much. Yesterday sucked.
I'm telling you, between my birthday and St. Patty's Day, I think I'm done with beer for like 2 weeks. I don't think I can have another beer.
I think you need to go to a meeting or two.
Are these meetings held in traffic? Because that's where I like to hang out.
I run this city.
Stop. It's my birthday. You got to stop for me.
Hey, they stopped, right? Nobody got hit.
It's because you had the moves like Jagger. Nobody could hit you.
You can't buy what I'm selling. It's Thursday, first day of March Madness. We are watching it while we record. We got the Utah, which one is this? Utah SF Austin right now. What a crazy day this first day has been.
It's been banana so far. You got three games ending with just, I guess, decided by 1 point.
Yeah. You got a lot of, it's a three seed. What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything anymore, right?
Not so much. No.
What's been the most surprising game to you, Gabe?
The Iowa State, the shitting the bed. That was, what do we call it earlier? Brick City?
It was Brick City.
That was one of the worst games I've ever seen. I've ever been witness to. That was awful. Not just because I had Iowa State in my Final Four.
Championship or just Final Four?
I had them against Wisconsin in the championship.
Let's just put it this way. UAB shot 34.8% from the field, and Iowa State shot 36.9%. That is just terrible.
It's awful. Like it was. They were both trying to find ways to not win the game. And I don't know if Iowa State thought they could turn it on at some point. Just crank it up. They didn't. They didn't at all.
Yeah. UAB out just destroyed them on rebounds, 52-37. That was the difference in the game.
I think the best ending of the game so far this week is Georgia State hitting that three-pointer at the end of the game to knock off Baylor.
Where did he shoot that from?
Half court.
I don't know.
He just turned.
As I can't talk either from a couple days ago still.
Yeah, sorry. And we apologize, guys. But this is our recovery podcast. You'll soon find out why we're stuttering. God,
Anybody else got the shakes today? I had them all day yesterday. Man.
I don't know, but the Georgia State, the coach, man, he straight up fell out of his chair after his boy hit the game winner. That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, to blow out your Achilles in the previous game as you win the championship, and now your son hits the game-winning shot. I hear he's going to buy his son a car to make sure he comes back next year. How shitty is that?
Isn't that boosting?
No, because it's his kid. It's legal.
Oh, man.
So Jim Boeheim should have just said that they were all his children.
Yeah.
I like how he decided to have the presser today when nobody else would be covering it. Just sneak that one in there.
I didn't think he ever was going to shut up. I'm pretty sure he didn't stop until the mid-afternoon games. and this game looks like it's about to wrap up. Utah looks like they're going to hang on. And another upset not picked by Gabe. God.
Every single upset has either worked against me or I made the wrong call. Those 12-5s did not work out.
So it's safe to say that if you want to fill out a bracket, do the opposite of what Gabe picked?
Yeah, well, it helps that I, watched a little college basketball. And I did no homework. I could have closed my eyes and done better.
Yeah, I mean, this year is so hard, too, because there's not many that great teams out there. You got Kentucky, who's by far the best team, and then everybody else is just kind of so-so.
I went Wisconsin because I was thinking if there's any way Kentucky goes out, I'd have a chance.
Yeah.
So there's So I got that going for me. Outside of that, there's a lot, just a lot of red,
marks of red so far.
Yeah,
I think as we came on, there was less than 4,000 perfect brackets left on ESPN of 11 million. So, not a good day.
No, and I think my wife is beating me in our other bracket. So that's gonna be great.
Well, I mean.
Go Shannon.
Yeah. Girls, ladies, they always had the edge up in the first couple days because right. They get lucky. But then when it really, really comes down to it, the true champs will prevail. Man, I sounded very sexist there. I think that's
that
a
was
drink,
pretty
right?
bad. I was about ready to say that. Yeah.
Is that a Weezer? Drink? I think we have to drink. I'm sorry. I just got done hosting Man Up, the podcast, which you can find on these same local stations. So I forget what show I was hosting right now. All right, good stock.
I think you said stock there instead of talk.
Oh man, why are we all still slurring and stuttering from 2 days ago?
I think his name's Jameson, and we met him at the parade. And you know what? Let's check in on the parade. Here's what we sounded like Tuesday in Dogtown.
What's up, everybody? Weezer here, live Dogtown for the St. Paddy's Day Parade. I'm with the regular crew, Gabe and Ryan, and we got a special guest, my sister Jenny's here. Hey guys, we're live. It's a little cold, not as sunny, hopefully that comes out, but we're a few beers deep. What's going on?
Your beard is shining like the proud Irish red that's inside of you.
I don't know, I'm not sure if it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but it is. It's glowing.
Red today.
I'm telling you, this day it just goes.
People are like,
do you dye it? I don't dye it, I swear. It just knows. There's a beacon that goes out. The gingers around the world unite all in parades like this throughout the country world.
It does look unusually bright, but I see a hint of orange in it, too.
Yeah, it's like you're a ringer.
I don't know.
It's the ginger in me. So, guys, it's about, what time is it, 11 o'clock. The parade starts at 12:30. We're going to try to do updates throughout the day. We know probably by 3, the updates will be like, bleh, podcast, America. But right now it's a little calm. There's a lot of kids around, so we're trying to behave. Ryan has already been slightly racist towards gingers.
that was it.
We got police coming by, but you know, so far so good. We got some Jameson in a flask. We got about 30 beers and gummy bears. So it should be a pretty good day. For those who are listening, grab a beer and drink with us.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. Belated.
Yeah.
Because by the time they listen to this, it's over.
Should we have a St. Paddy's Day podcast drinking game if you're listening at home? So anytime one of us says ginger, you take a drink. Drink.
All
right. Done.
Anytime.
Ginger.
Anything, Ryan? Anytime Ryan says something kind of stupid, that might be too much. Racist? Like, we'll figure it out.
I blew the black guy down here.
Drink.
There it is.
And anytime Weezer says podcast.
And anytime I say podcast.
We're going
to
be so happy.
So this is update number one on the 314 podcast.
I'm not sure if... I don't know if we brought enough beer. They outlawed coolers or something. Yeah. Which I don't understand. Why would you outlaw coolers? Explain to me why you would not want... Like, you can bring beer, you just don't want it to be cold. Like,
here's what they're...
Makes
no
sense.
This is what they're hoping, right?
Makes no sense.
You didn't bring a cooler, so now you're going to go check out St. James down there and get a beer from them. Oh, yeah. Right down the street, there's Seamus McDaniels. Let's go buy a beer from them.
Nope.
It's just a way to make more money.
I guess. I mean, you got enough people making money. I mean, you're going to make a lot of bad decisions. I don't think the one bad decision is cold beer today.
It's the same page. I feel like it's run by Jews.
And drink.
All right. I said that because I was thirsty.
Hey, Weezer's a ginger.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be the shortest podcast ever.
It's going to be so long.
We're going to take a break.
All day.
We'll check back in, and we'll let you know what we're doing. This is the 314 podcast.
Drink.
Wait to report.
All right, welcome back, 314. That's Ryan opening up another beer. It's about 10 minutes since we last recorded, and we've all had a beer. I've had a few gummy bears. Ryan had a little social observation about downtown St. Louis and the wind. Ryan, do you want to chime in?
No.
How you doing?
Good.
How are you? Thank you for letting me interrupt.
Yeah,
you.
Absolutely.
My name is Mike King. I'm with your Veterans Rehabilitation Project, and we're asking your help. Your generosity will go to your Veterans Senior Centers if you choose to help. There are two pens to choose from. They are unique. They're donated to us by the Coral Sea Group. They were cut from plates from the aircraft carrier Coral Sea after serving in Korea and Vietnam.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Anybody?
God bless you.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
A couple bucks for that.
Thank you for your generosity.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, God bless America. You. God bless our patriots. Please.
No, yeah, I don't need one.
Oh, take a pin.
You can
come
take
on
the donation.
Him. Take the pin, Ryan. Be American.
America.
Well, we want more, don't want him.
I was born the 4th of July.
Make him go away,
so
Matt.
I was born the 4th of July. So
really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for your
thank
service.
You. Thank you for your kind words.
All right, guys, that was a live salesman. Ryan just bought a pin. He donated to the veterans. It's got an America pin.
Yeah, for some reason, Gabe didn't. I can't point it. I can't put the finger on it, but
I have zero cash on me because
like I didn't take debit.
Right, but you can definitely point that out, Ryan. I appreciate
if
that.
Anybody
here's
should.
The thing: can you actually work that pin? Can you actually open the pin to put it on your?
How many
on,
times does he stab himself? Right,
I'm not sure. I mean, honestly, this could be a health hazard.
Do you think I can fit it where my old earrings were? And put
was that
my
a World War II vet, Ryan? Was that a World War II vet? If anybody should be grateful for that, that'd be Gabe.
He said, no, he was I said Vietnam and Korea.
A Vietnam and Korea vet. So, yeah, that was unplanned. Live, you know, this is a live broadcast. And
well, not really.
Well, it's live while we record. I guess everyone's a live one when you do it live. yes, I just turned 30 a couple days ago. They're telling me stories I don't remember. For some reason, I was a little drunk. I don't know why. Why would that be? Well, so yeah, apparently I remember winning a lot of dance offs, but
I don't think you won any of them, honestly. I wasn't there, but the way you were acting and the way you kept reminding me that you have those moves like Jagger, if you were telling that to the person in the dance off, you probably lost.
I don't know, but Ryan and Gabe can, they know I got moves.
I see you dance, it's pretty bad.
JD was just saying you were screaming in the car, they can't buy what I'm selling.
They can't buy what I'm selling. I got the moves like Jagger.
Unreal.
Hey!
And the parade's about to start, and the sun just came out.
Yes,
the sun.
Did.
All right, guys, that cheer. The sun is broken loose down here in Dogtown. Oh, and it just got about 5 degrees warmer. That's what I was looking for.
Awesome.
So we got a guy in a hat. He's
it's
waving.
Justin Renard. What's up?
Oh, we got a guy. Who's this?
Justin, he works at Dewey's with me.
This is Justin that works with my sister. You're on the 314 podcast. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
But we're welcome to it.
Would you listen to anything called the 314 podcast?
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. All right, so what are you up to today?
Drinking.
Drinking. Guinness. St. Paddy's Day.
Love that.
Is Guinness the beer of choice today?
That is the beer of choice today.
Who you take for March Madness, Kentucky or the field?
I have no idea.
Say one.
What do you Kentucky. Like better, Bronx Bomber or Rocky Balboa?
What beer number is that for you so far today?
This is only my first.
Oh, first? That's amateur not, hour down here.
Now, you asked me beer. You didn't ask me how many
Jameson shots we got.
Well, three or four.
Three or four. This is Justin knows what's up. Jameson, all right. Justin.
All right, Harp versus Guinness.
Guinness.
This is what I
really?
Think.
Really?
I'm Harp all the way.
I feel sorry
Harp.
For you.
Harp all the way.
I like the hat, man.
We
had a solid hat.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we're just hanging out. I'm just saying.
All right, that was Justin.
Yeah.
This is our St. Patty's. We're going to run into people, and we're just going to interview them. This one's it's brought to you by Bud Light. Hey, that great taste. Never lets you down. Never fills you up. Making a Bud Light.
Easy. They can pay us to say that shit.
Yeah. They're going to. I'm going to send a check. We're here. That was Justin. We got Jenny. We got Gabe. We got Ryan. We're going to take, we're going to come back to you in a little bit. This is 314 Podcast.
All right, that's the first half of our adventure down in Dogtown. We'll play the ending for you, and that's where it gets interesting. Not really. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. We we thought we were going to do a full-length podcast, and we only recorded like 15 minutes worth of stuff.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah. There was a power hour in there where we kind of lost track of what we were doing.
And apparently Ryan had a dance-off with an old lady.
Yeah, what was that about, Ryan?
I saw some old lady out on the street trying to do the House of Pain jump up, jumping it down. She jumped like three times. So I went down there and started jumping with her. She couldn't keep up. She was some old Hoosier lady drinking a 2x4 of Keystone Light. Probably a local.
I would just like to point out the fact how aggressive Gabe got at the parade trying to catch some beads. I saw him try to steal some from like a 4-year-old kid.
That was you, Weez. That was you.
That was not me.
You are going crazy.
I had the old guy next to me battling with me.
I had to give my beads to the kid because I felt bad.
We had to give, we had to give some beads to Ryan because he couldn't hang.
I wasn't even trying. Gabe kept like bouncing like little kids out and throwing elbows like he was in the paint.
That's false.
No, that's not.
That is.
I mean,
that's how I saw it.
It's a fun game when you're at a parade like that. Try to catch. You get 1 point for beads, 2 points for candy is how I like to play. And then I got the 10-pointer jello shot from an old lady.
what kind of points you get for getting hit in the face by hard candy coming at you? Like a fast one.
If you pick it up off the ground, that's 2 points.
It's so gross.
You don't have to catch it. You just have to pick it up. Man, it was quite the day. It's a good time. Had quite Ryan had some moves. He had some moves like Jagger.
Right.
Luckily for me, we're only recapping St. Patty's Day, not my birthday.
Jesus.
Which was the other St. Patty's Day celebration downtown on Saturday.
Which we got a nice picture of the three of us, I thought.
It was good.
Yes, we did.
McGurk's was fun. The $10 cover, a little unnecessary, but still.
They must have been making money that day.
$6 for a beer, unnecessary.
Well, I mean, that's could have been worse. Ballpark Village was $9 for JMO shots. So a lot of things happened last week other than Weezer turning 30, other than us doing our first live podcast down at Dogtown, taking it deep. For St. Paddy's Day, Mr. DeMarco Murray moved from one team in the same division, the Cowboys, to another, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Chip Kelly, what the fuck are you doing out there?
Never seen that happen before. The number one running back go from one team to another in the same division. Guys, that's crazy. What do you think about this move? What do you think the Cowboys are going to do? And how do you think it's going to work out for the Eagles and Chip Kelly?
I don't think Murray's going to have the kind of season he had this past year. He doesn't have Dallas's offensive line that's just great at run blocking. I actually hear, you can quote me on this.
Put it on the board.
I think Darren McFadden is going to have a better season being a Cowboys running back than DeMarco Murray is going to be having the Eagles running back.
What?
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Well, you know what?
Let me tell you why. Can I tell you why?
Okay. Yeah, I was going to agree with you, but go ahead.
All right.
Prove me right.
Dallas is all pro offensive line. DeMarco Murray is bigger, faster, and stronger than – I'm sorry, McFadden is bigger, faster, and stronger than DeMarco Murray. If they both stay healthy and get roughly the same amount of touches, I would say McFadden's going to have a better year.
Here's why I agree with Ryan, not because of anything he said. But as a guy who owned LeSean McCoy, who took him with the number one pick in a fantasy league, and as EDP445 would point out,
Chip Kelly, what the fuck are you doing out there in what the fuck?
He does not run the ball as much. It's a passing offense. Plus, you have Darren Sproles, Ryan Matthews, and DeMarco Murray now. So it's a three-headed monster. which happened to last year when they had a two-headed monster with Sproles and McCoy. They're going to split running times, and his numbers aren't going to be as good just because he's not going to have as many carries as he did last year.
That might be true. I don't think they'll end up keeping Sproles.
Really?
I think they'll end up dumping him.
Really? I think Sproles is probably the most dangerous of the three.
Yeah, I think Run DMC is dirt. I don't care if he's playing in Dallas or wherever. He's been injured. And of all players, you're going to say he's going to stay healthy over DeMarco Murray. I agree with you. He's got, you know.
Well, here, McFadden also played for a horrible Oakland team that couldn't block for him when he got hurt.
Whoa.
And the fact.
Easy what you say about my Raiders.
And
this is Raider country here now.
And he didn't have the opportunity to run the ball as much because they were always playing catch up and down second half of games. They were forced to throw the ball all the time.
Yeah, but he's not very good.
Yeah, he's also always injured. And even when he was healthy, he would just run into his offensive line and fall down. Like it's not like he helped himself out or his O-line at all.
But it's because of his O-line, which is why that happened. He never had a good O-line.
Ryan, will he put up better numbers this year than what Murray put up last year?
That's tough because Murray had a hell of a year.
Why would you even pause at that? There's no way he's getting 1,600, almost 1,700 yards.
I wouldn't say there's no way. I don't think it's as likely. I wouldn't say there's no way possible.
I am shocked right now. I can't believe you're saying this.
I think McFadden is going to have a really good season.
That's crazy.
Barring a big time injury. So yeah. I think with being a more competitive team that's going to put up, you know, scores. They got Romo, which I don't like Romo. They got Dez Bryant. They're going to put points on the board. Murray's going to be able to run the ball more than he was last year.
You mean McFadden?
Yeah, McFadden, yes.
That's like the third time you've already switched up their names. I don't even think you know who you're talking about right now. And that's the only way this makes sense. I don't know. Man.
I don't know how you could say that about McFadden because he hasn't
proved
anything.
He's never done it, ever.
Did you guys see this? The Colts owner, Jim Irsay, is proposing a 9-point play where if you score a touchdown, go for two, and convert, you have a chance to kick a 50-yard extra point. Now, of course, the Colts would do this because they have none other than Adam Vinatieri as their kicker. So that's like 9 points every time. But what are you guys' thoughts on a 9-point play?
Stupid.
Yeah, the dumbest thing ever. What if you chug a beer and do a backflip? How many points do you get then?
Yeah. What if you do it blindfolded?
Yeah. It's so dumb.
I think, and it's not like the NFL has an offense problem. There's too much offense as it is now. You don't need more points.
No, exactly. I mean, I'm partial to the, what is it, closing up the field goal so it's harder for kickers to actually hit it. Like, that'd almost mean less points.
Right.
I don't think you put more points on the board.
Like that at the Pro Bowl was Adam Vinatieri.
Of course he didn't.
He was not liking the narrower field goals.
Irsay. How did Irsay not get any punishment? When he got caught with all that money and all those pills
in
the car?
He got a little bit of a punishment, but nothing.
DWI and everything?
Pre-Ray Rice. If it had been after Ray Rice, it would have been the hammer.
Sure, whatever.
That's
ridiculous. But speaking of Ray Rice, his boy, Greg Hardy, got signed by Ryan's Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's going to be, if they make that, what is it, $11 million 1 year, and they make sure that the contract, which I'm sure they did, you know, they can get out of at any point for any type of
contract. No, his contract's only $750,000 guaranteed. It's all
it's all based
on performance
for games, if he gets into games.
Games and performance bonuses.
Yeah.
So he can earn up to $11 million, but his guarantee is $750,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
and
a real...
Gabe, don't ever call the Cowboys my team. I hate the Cowboys.
I know.
And it kills me to say what I said about McFadden having a better season and complimenting him, but yeah, I hate the Cowboys.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
Well, either way, it's a heady move to bring him on, regardless of the politics of it. Because, I mean, you get a 6-foot, 6'4", 270 pounds running 4.6 at your quarterback. yeah, those don't grow off trees. So that's, I don't know. He's a piece of shit that definitely, you know, was convicted. And I still don't, I guess he paid off his girlfriend once they appealed the conviction. So she dropped the charges. So that's the only way he got off. So he's still saying he did. He wasn't convicted. I don't know. I think the NFL is still going to come down hard on him.
What about Wilfork to the Texans with that defensive line?
Yeah, he's overrated. He's an overrated player, and he's getting old anyway. Wilfork, yeah.
But how great is that defensive line?
Awesome. That defensive line is awesome. Wilfork, I think, is overrated.
Who's
always
better
has been.
Defensive line, the Rams or the J.J. Watt and the Texans?
I think overall the Rams, but I mean, I'm yeah, that's tough. I say overall the Rams.
Rams have more depth, I bet.
More depth. They got a three-headed monster in the defensive tackle. I mean, they've just got so much they can throw at you. I don't think the Texans do. Wilfork, whatever. He's nothing. Wilfork's done.
What about J.J. Watt?
He's a stud, no doubt. That's the only saving grace, which makes them as tough as they are as far as the front line. But I don't think one guy outdoes five or six of the Rams have.
What if Jadeveon Clowney comes back as a beast like he's supposed to be?
Okay, then you got him and Watt
and Wilfork.
That's two. I'm sticking to it. I don't think Wilfork's that good of a player.
All right.
I think he's popular because who he played for.
All right. If you say so. You know what I know is popular? The 314 podcast down at Dogtown. Here's the second half of our shenanigans. Welcome back to the 314 podcast. And a terrible
Weezer
turn of events
idiot.
That just went into great. They sent me to go get more beer. We left the beer
it
on the porch.
Failed.
I didn't see the beer, and I told them our beer got stolen. We sent Gabe and Ryan to go and do a recon, and they got beer. So, hey, cheers to you guys.
No, we found the beer that never got stolen.
Yeah, epic fail, Weeze. Epic.
Weeze are so drunk already at noon.
I'm not that
he
drunk.
Couldn't even see the beer.
Yeah. We're about 10 minutes away from this parade starting. Here comes a couple ladies. Ryan's got his eye on.
Nope.
Yeah. Hey, Gabe, you know why we call this the 314 podcast?
Why, Weeze?
Because that's how many girls are going to reject Ryan today.
And you.
And dudes? Is that what
you No,
mean?
And you.
Oh, they say and dudes.
That would have been better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, you never know. 3 o'clock rolls around. I'll be hitting on everything.
Ryan, at a certain time, like, I know late at night, he'll go and do anything. Anyone, if you know what I mean. Maybe earlier with day drinking, you never know.
I don't know, Weeze. You don't unleash that freaking dragon you got in your pants with the freaking
that's a
you
drink.
Got busting out right
that's
there.
That's a Jameson drink for Ryan. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's starting to fill up down here, guys.
It's nice.
Yeah. Crowd, there's some kids around. Once they leave,
too many.
It's going to get crazy.
Too many kids. Too many kids.
All right. Hey, Gabe, how many beers is that for you?
I think this is five.
Five?
Four or five.
Five. I think we're on six, but who knows? They were stolen and they were found.
Who keeps count?
I was lost, but I was found.
That means Weeze went to a random person's house. Walked up their stairs.
It was like, where's the
beer? Where's my beer?
You know, it's funny. It's my buddy's place. I've been there.
Were you wasted then, too?
Unreal.
Yeah. Idiot.
I'm an idiot, yeah. All right. 314 podcast. Praise going on. We got beads. We got beer.
Jello shots.
I got a Jello shot from an old lady.
Like old lady.
Like a real old lady.
Like old.
God bless her.
Yes.
She just came up. It looked like she was going to hand a beads and she was pulling out a gun.
Yeah. Crowd's going crazy down here. They're handing out beads. We got candy. Ryan's creepily yelling at girls. Gabe is swaying back and forth like a metrodome.
And he's got a slur going.
He's got a little bit of slur. Gabe, what's up?
Happy St. Patty's Day!
We got a fire engine going by. We got some beads coming our way. Not coming our way. Smells like gasoline. Anyway, oh, let's stop.
We have an old lady with a green mustache. Awesome.
Yeah, we're.
I think that's a real mustache.
We've done about three beers since last time we checked in.
Oh, more than that.
Some Jameson. Three beers is a low estimate. Ryan's about to holler at some ladies coming by.
Not these ladies. No,
not
no,
these
no,
ladies.
No.
Quick, let's talk.
All right, are we fine?
All right, guys. Weezer back here. I'm with Gabe and Jenny. Ryan's talking to a dude, which we're not that surprised with.
Not surprised at all.
The parade.
Gabe got a sucker. Weezer got a jello shot. I got nothing.
The parade is winding down. We're close here. Friends of Megan walking by right now. I wish.
Who's
Ryan?
Megan?
I don't know. Friends of. She might have passed away.
That's sad. Let's talk really bad.
The sun's come out.
The sun is out.
I gotta say, I'm kind of disappointed in Weezer's behavior.
He's not belligerent yet.
The way
the beard is more loud than
he's
you.
Attacked. Beads is kind of it's disrespectful.
I'm just showing these guys I'm catching beads and candy. It's unfair for them. I got soft hands.
Ryan straight up attacked a young. An adolescent. I don't know what's going on. It is crazy.
Best beard in the parade.
Woo!
Best beard in the parade.
Throwing beads. I can't catch. That's where I'm gonna lose here.
I automatically won.
Guys, this is the end. The parade is getting to an end. One more float after this. We're at Riley right here. They're almost done. They're giving up because they know the parade's almost over. People are thanking the officer in front of us for their service.
Sun came out finally.
The sun is out.
Guns are out.
Guns are out. Here comes a real
sun is out. Guns are out.
A leprechaun is walking by.
Woo!
I feel like he dyed his beard. Mine's real.
I know. Goddamn right. Hell yeah, Elmo.
Here we go. The last float is coming by. The streets are starting to fill out down here on Tam. We're down in Dogtown.
Where are we?
Dogtown. The last float is coming by. A lot of ginger beards on this float.
Drink.
Drink.
This is a parade, folks.
Woo!
That's the 314 podcast. We'll be back. 314 podcast. Gabe, Ryan, special guest Jenny and Rich.
Special guest, new host.
Yeah.
New host, Jen.
You can tell drinks have been flowing. The people think they're going to replace me on the podcast.
There's Patty Sanderson, man.
Easy replaceable.
We're at the tent with the music in the bathrooms. That's what was described to us. You can hear music in the background. iTunes, we're not paying for that, so don't cancel our podcast.
Whoa!
Gabe is holding on to Ryan for dear life. Ryan's enjoying it. Apparently, I got voted off as host.
So I'm the new
host.
Welcome to the new 314 podcast, where we'll talk about drinks, boobs, and beer.
Right, drinks, boobs, and beer.
Drinks, boobs, and beer. That's the new motto.
You have me at boobs.
And then I got you a drinks and beer. So welcome to the new podcast.
Already way better.
There you go.
Whoa.
Yep.
So this is the new crew signing off.
Hey, Jim, let me ask you a question. No sign off yet.
No, we're not signing off yet.
I've never heard the word boobs come out of Weezer's mouth. Can you explain that for me?
I don't know if he knows the word boobs. This weirdo knows the word boobs.
Weezer does not know the word boobs.
I just like to point out the fact that Ryan's gay and has a small penis. Is that what we've been told? Welcome back to the 314 podcast. I'm your former host, Weezer Weir, for I've been replaced. But you know what I say? You guys are fired. This is my podcast. Gabe and Ryan are still here. I think we're trying to recover. It's been a long week. Yeah, see, I don't think they're here. I'm doing this by myself.
Yeah, we're all just a little brain dead. You know, brain cells haven't come back. So,
during our commercial break, there, Ryan started arguing himself about Darren McFadden. I know this is all you guys want to hear is more Darren McFadden talk, but Ryan almost convinced himself that he wasn't going to have a great season this year.
No, turning words around. Do your wonderful editing, Weezer, and make it sound worse than it is.
Guys, Cardinals are just 3 weeks away, 2.5 weeks. We got spring training, and that fifth starting spot is now anybody's. Jaime Garcia has been surprising. Marco Gonzalez has done well, and then Carlos Martinez is struggling a little bit. So who's the fifth guy?
I say, if Garcia continues having the preseason he is, it's going to be him. You're paying him $9.5 million. What can you do with him, right? You can't put him down the minors.
I think they might trade him. I bet you he gets moved.
Okay,
well, you got to trade him though,
and nobody's going to take his salary. I mean, there's no question. When he's been healthy, he's been a really good pitcher, but he can't stay healthy for even a half a season.
Right, so that's why he'll start him now until he gets injured right after the All-Star break, which is what happens every year.
And then hopefully Marco's got experience down in the minors, and our Martinez has found, you know, the head to be a starter, and then he can be your guy come when Jaime goes down.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice if he would have been open to coming out of the pen, Garcia, that is. But, I mean, he was doing some interviews where he was saying that he's always been a starter. He always will be a starter. And it's like, I don't know. I would have liked to seen a little bit of a better attitude. Like you hear, you know, Matt Adams talk about, he doesn't care about it if he's coming off the bench or not. He just cares if the club's winning.
Right. Exactly. His attitude hasn't been that great, especially for a guy who's made a lot of money for not performing.
Yeah. Not doing.
Well, not playing. He's performed when he's played. Not playing.
That's not performing. That's the same thing as Sam Bradford.
He played
well when he played.
Boy, no, Grimes.
He did play well.
No, he didn't.
Not this again. Just look at the stats. Don't listen to Ryan. Darren McFadden, great season. Put it on the boy.
Everybody be thanking me come fantasy football season.
Jesus Christ.
I tell you that.
Cardinals have been looking pretty good so far.
Just a big controversy with the fifth starter. That's it.
And honestly, it's spring training. They're trying to figure out stuff. Exactly.
Is having a controversy for a fifth starter a bad thing or a good thing? I think it's a good thing. We got depth finally. Maybe. Yeah,
we hear whoever wins the competition needs to get the start, regardless of who it is.
That's if how it works.
No, I understand. Becomes the start. No, but what I'm saying is if Gonzalez
struggles, you just can't pull him right away. You got to let him work through. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, here I said a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when we had this conversation. Everybody was all hands down, Scorber Martinez. I said then I didn't think he was going to earn the spot. I was thinking Gonzalez. I think Martinez is too much in his head. He's too wild and too young, and he just needs to stay in the bullpen.
And I think it could be an advantage with Martinez in the bullpen to have, you know, to have his personality and to have, you know, him just throwing smoke. And then,
you know, else who turned 30 this weekend?
Who?
John Jay.
Man, you guys are the same age, huh?
Yeah, I'm a day older.
You're a day older.
Day wiser.
And you're also in peak physical condition like John Jay, right?
I could be if I stopped drinking. But if I stopped drinking, I wouldn't be able to hang out with you guys.
Well, you know, you keep dancing, that'll
yeah.
That'll get you in shape.
Yeah, that's you know, smart plan. Hey, speaking of that, where are you at, Ryan? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, where are you at? Whoa, easy, Ryan.
Whoa. Easy. Are we doing the where you at right now?
Yeah, it's time for
Where you at. Alrighty. My where you at this week is Tim Tebow. Still trying to make it to the NFL. Really, dude? Really?
God has a plan.
Just give it
if
up.
If God had a face. Would he be on a bus? What's that song? And yeah.
Joan Osborne.
Joan Osborne.
Yeah.
What if God was one of us? Would he play quarterback for the Eagles?
No. Tebow, really, man, seriously, here, just give it up. Give it up and come out of the closet. Do it all at the same time, please. Oh, retire from football. Come out of the closet.
You just insulted Tim Tebow. I understand he can't play quarterback, but wow.
I never liked the guy. Good.
He did win more playoff games than Sam Bradford, though.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo, he got lucky. Who cares? He sucks.
More
first
games
round,
than that.
First round bust.
Probably more rushing yards than Terry McFadden.
No. Just give it up.
All right, give it up.
Where
Gabe,
you at?
Where are you at? Where'd
I'm
you
about,
go? Gabe,
I'm about to give up. I'm,
Gabe peaced out early down in St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life was the reason.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the reason, yeah. He wasn't inebriated.
No, he was sober as a bird.
Red bird. So, where you at? My brackets. They be busted. It's Thursday. It's early, and yet another year. It's not happening. So, it's kind of fun though watching all the games. Anyways, this is honestly it's my second favorite time of year in sports, other than I guess September, October when you got baseball playoffs and football starting, and it's just awesome. So right now, watching all these kids play for nothing, Lord knows that's fucked up, but it's so cool, and the buzzer beaters in the first couple rounds over the weekend too. It's so much fun to watch, and apparently it will have no implications on the rest of my my brackets because they're Dunsky.
There's always Bovada to fall back on.
No, there isn't.
Yeah. Maya, where are you at this week? Missouri Senate, where are you at? Missouri wow. Senate passing a bill saying that if the Rams cannot extend the current bond unless there is a vote. Everybody thought that Nixon could just be like, yeah, we'll extend that to bring our Raiders here to St. Louis for the new stadium. It looks like now it's going to have to go to vote. Come on, lawmakers. We're already paying it. Just let it go. We got the Raiders coming. We formerly could have had Darren McFadden running the ball, but that's all right. They got a running back I don't know of. We got Derek Carr, who should have been our quarterback to begin with. Guys, get excited. This is Raider country. The black hole's coming to St. Louis. Just extend the bond. Missouri Senate, where are you at?
There it is.
I like dropping it.
Dropping that hammer.
Hey, I like it.
Dropping the hammer. We got to get the Raiders here, right?
I want to keep the Rams, but I'll take the Raiders if we have a football team.
Hey, you're all care. About Raider Nation.
I am not.
You supported Darren McFadden when nobody else has ever had.
I've never been a Darren McFadden supporter. I'm just showing.
Were you not listening to our podcast 20 minutes ago?
No, I know what I said. I never said. I've never been a big Darren McFadden supporter. But I'm telling you, I think with the move, he's gonna have a great year.
Yep. You and your Cowboys are gonna make it to the playoffs. Ryan seems angry.
I'm not angry.
You know what? It's time for the drink of the week, and guys, I think we all know what the drink of the week is.
Water.
Gatorade.
Gatorade and water.
Gatorade and water for, I think I'm going to stop drinking for a week. I think I need to cleanse my body. I say that until Saturday rolls around and basketball is on all day. Yeah. So, it's time for last call and our toast of the week. So, raise your Gatorade, and Ryan's going to do the toast this week. Ryan.
I'm going to give a toast out to an old friend of mine, Mike Schneiders, passed away Monday. His funeral's tomorrow. I just want to give a toast, and I want to wish his family and the rest of his friends, all the best. And, let's help each other through these hard times, guys.
Sounds good. Let's drink to that. All right, guys. All right. It's been an interesting episode. We definitely need to sober up a little bit. There it is again.
Got the DTs, man.
If you like this podcast, then you're a big fan of long breaks and no noise. Gabe, any final thoughts after this long marathon week?
No.
Classic Gabe.
No,
Ryan.
No, No brain cells to have any thoughts with, Gabe.
Are you Pot Kettle Black?
Pot Kettle Black. I know. Hey, you know what? This is a rough week. We'll definitely be back on track with better shows, guys. So keep listening. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we just tell everybody we had a terrible show. Hey, we'll next edit week. That out. I think we owe a bunch of MLB previews, so we'll get you caught up on that.
Yes.
We'll try to talk St. Louis next week. This is the 314 podcast. I want to thank everybody who came out for my birthday, for all those people that we interviewed down in the streets of Dogtown that did not make the cut because, well, this podcast would be 3 hours because we talked to a lot of people. Isn't that right, guys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they were all big fans. Never heard of us. All right. So until next week, hopefully if we're allowed to do this again, I'm Weasel Weir for Gabe Diamond and Ryan Grimes. This is Bracket Busting Thursday in the Bracket Busting Podcast. This is 314.